The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. For several years now, there's been a massive move to bring to the forefront of our thinking a political theory known as CRT. It stands for Critical Race Theory. And those who believe it insist that all must be forced to embrace it. I first began to encounter it several years ago among young pastors who were graduates of seminary where the concept of CRT was taught. It manifested itself in an animosity that bordered on hatred for this nation. They wanted nothing to do with the truth that America was birthed from biblical principles. All they could see was the many faults which current America had picked up from the root of the very idea they were proclaiming. Yes, what they didn't know, because they'd not been taught a true history, they didn't know that what they now believed about America was what those who wanted to overthrow the liberty of America had taught their teachers. Yes, so-called critical race theory was nothing more than the same old communist garbage can painted a different color. The ultimate aim was the same. Divide this nation along racial lines. Let hatred produce civil upheaval, which would produce fear. And when people are afraid, they will more readily change their form of government. In reality, critical race theory is simply the idea that if you are of European descent, you are the oppressor. If you are of darker skin, you are the oppressed. Can we not please use our minds instead of acting like a flock of sheep? What does skin tone have to do with political oppression? To divide and conquer has always been Satan's method. Let's recognize this dividing is being worked by setting us apart from each other, by tagging us African Americans or Irish Americans, and that it's only designed to destroy the liberty here to share the gospel of Christ, that all may come to know Christ as Lord. President Teddy Roosevelt warned us of such a dividing. In a speech entitled Hyphenated Americans, he stated, quote, "The one absolutely certain way of bringing this nation to ruin would be to permit it to become a tangle of squabbling nationalities, an intricate knot of German Americans, Irish Americans, Italian Americans, each preserving its separate nationality, each at heart feeling more sympathy with that nationality than with other citizens of the American Republic." End quote. The only way to real freedom was shown by what a man of African descent once told me his grandmother told them. "Children," she said, "don't hate the white people. If they'd not brought our ancestors here as slaves, we would never have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't hate the white people." Now, I don't tell that story to justify slavery. Slavery is wrong for any people at any time, for any reason. I simply want to point out that dear lady's depth of understanding of God and His purposes. Her attitude was like that of Joseph's toward his brothers who sold him into slavery. He told them, "You thought evil against me, but God meant it for good." Should we work to express love to others, no matter what their skin color? Absolutely. But let's not fall for the lie of socialism, which is just the door on the prison house of communism. Let's resolve to forgive those that wrong us by the power of Jesus Christ, that we might be free to become all that God wants us to be, both personally and nationally. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries.